You know, folks, it is a funny thing that when I say ready, Jeff always gives a like a slight pause, and then he goes mm-hmm or something like that. It's like he's talking just a mess. This is welcome to the Context Machine. This is episode number 624. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I am the thorn in Brian's side. No, wait, I'm Jeff Gamet. Hey, check us out on our website, contextmachine.io.
And as always, you can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on post.news or Mastodon at Context Machine. And at some point, we're going to be on Threads too.
At some point. I'll figure that out when I have time. Yeah.
Same.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian,
yeah.
We are sponsored today by LinkedIn Jobs and HelloFresh.
Oh, wow, two sponsors. That's fantastic. We're going to tell you more about them later in the show. So, yeah. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Didn't you go somewhere last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I went to Dave Ginsburg's house and hung out. We watched Star Trek. It was really great.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh, what did you watch?
We watched the most recent two episodes at that time of Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Ah.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah. Those are really good. And part of the route that I took to get to Dave's house to watch that, I went to MacStock.
Oh, okay. You went to MacStock on the way to Dave's house.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, and on the way to MacStock, I went to Barry Folk's place for the Midwest barbecue.
That's always fun.
Which was so cool. Brian, I got to hang out with so many of our friends.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. You were missed. It was really nice.
That's good. I'm glad. Well, can you maybe let me live vicariously? Like every other episode of the Context Machine, and tell me about the event.
Sure. Okay. So for people that don't know, MacStock is what I call a boutique conference. Mm-hmm. So a smaller conference. This one started up by Mike Potter after the last Macworld Expo wrapped up.
Right.
Because the whole thing of all of us, both the people that are writing and talking about everything in the Apple community, and then all of our friends and followers that are part of that too. Macworld was a place where we could all get together and just have like that healthy family reunion, not the usual family reunion. And so Mike wanted to kind of keep that spirit alive, and so MacStock came into being. And it's a weekend long event, and it's multiple episodes, multiple presentations, all day long. And there's, fun stuff happening in the evenings, and it's a really great event where you can get emotionally recharged because you're getting to hang out with your peeps.
Yeah, it's important.
But yes, it's actually really important. But then you also get to learn and be exposed to new things, because each presentation is going to be a different topic, and you don't have to pick and choose, meaning I can't watch this one because I'm going to watch this one because it's just a single track.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it was really nice. Now, the Midwest barbecue that happens before MacStock, and Barry puts so much work into that.
Yes, he does.
And it's just a really wonderful social event where all of us, we get to hang out and just have this nice chill time, and then we have good food and something so we're not thirsty. And this year, in addition to the band, I feel bad because I was actually inside talking with a couple people when Dave Hamilton and someone else were outside performing live. And I feel so bad because I don't know who he was performing with, so I can't say who it was.
Hmm. Seems like you're kind of a fair weather friend. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I hear my mom calling. I gotta go. No, seriously, she's sitting right over here. No.
Here's the thing. I would like your take on the relevance of a show, especially a small regional show, in today's day and age.
That's a really good question. I think in certain genres or topic areas, the relevance and value of a boutique conference may not be as useful as it once was. However, there are certain places where I think these may be more useful to people that are interested in that space than the bigger conferences were, because you have a more intimate setting and you can spend time with your colleagues, with your people. Yeah. And then the people that are doing the presentations, it's much easier to get time with them to discuss things. And that's where MacStock falls for me. I see it as still having a place and relevance in the Apple community, because it creates a more intimate experience for all of our peeps, and they also get to learn new things, and the presentations are always good. So it's not like you're going to show up and have a dud day because there's nothing worth sitting through. That doesn't happen. But yeah, like if this was a pharmaceutical boutique conference, you'd have to have a very specific niche that you were trying to fill to make that work. And I'm picking pharmaceuticals just because it's such a big industry. It's not like I have some insider knowledge that tells me you can't do this in that space. But for this, where one of the core goals is to let people with the interest in the Apple space come together and have that personal social experience.
So then tell me something that you learned.
Wow. Okay. Well, one thing I learned is that Allison Sheridan doesn't read manuals and gets everyone else to read them for her and then asks those people questions. And that's how she learns how to use software.
Oh, you were kidding. How did you learn this?
That was part of her presentation.
This wasn't what I was asking about, by the way.
I know. but we'll get to that. But I had to give Allison a shout out for that.
I need to hear this. So she admitted to it in the presentation?
Yes, it's been recorded. So her presentation was called The Power of Learning by Teaching.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she learned so much about how something works by deciding she wants to teach someone else about it. So then she has to really learn the thing so she can teach it.
That makes sense.
And yeah. And so she said, yeah, I get people to read the manuals for me. And anyhow. Yeah. So anyhow, there was a really interesting presentation that was done by, and I feel really bad because I'm not sure how to pronounce Marty's last name, but I think it's Gentius. Okay. So Marty Gentius. And he talked about using AI, like the LLM, the generative systems like ChatGPT, and how to use them effectively and appropriately. And he talked about the problems with people just blindly assuming that these know everything and how that's wrong. But then he also talked about how to logically work through how to craft a command for an LLM like ChatGPT so that you can get a useful response back for your needs. And the way he was describing it was, you don't go and use something like this and have it answer questions for you because it may or may not get those right. You don't have it create something that you submit to your audience and say, there, I wrote this and it's done. You use it so that you can build the framework that fits exactly what you want, so that you have a foundation to work from when you actually create the article or the script or the presentation, whatever it is. And he showed a really interesting way for himself as an example of creating a structured multi-week course on learning Final Cut Pro. And when he started, he gave it a good prompt, and it gave him this nice little bullet list. And then he used that and iterated on it. And with like three more prompts building on each thing each time, he ended up with a full syllabus for like a 6-week course, two nights a week, 2 hours each, going through step by step what should be covered and included resources for everything. It was crazy. And it was an excellent use of intelligently and responsibly using these technologies in a positive way or in a productive way. And anyhow, I definitely enjoyed that. And I definitely learned a lot from that.
You know, we haven't talked much about generative AI, you and I, on the show.
Uh-huh.
And one of my problems with it is that it's building on the work of countless other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Without credit, without compensation, and without anything. And I've got such a problem with that, man.
I am absolutely with you. And I seriously have a problem with what feels to me like a very parasitic system.
Well, and a system that will eventually run out of juice because people aren't doing anything anymore.
Yes. And yeah, that's a real concern.
I mean, like, let's talk for a second about, and this is not a dig at Marty, but let's talk about everything that went, you know, the years and years and, you know, hundreds of hours and the courses online and all the things that went into ChatGPT being able to produce this for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there it was probably reading some, probably mostly free courses. I don't know if they have access to paid stuff. The large language, you were saying LLM earlier, and that stands for large language model.
Yes, large language model.
Which simply means that the quote unquote AI, which is not AI at all, is gathering up lots and lots of information and then is using algorithms to sort through it.
Right. And to add a little more color to this, this is Marty's field of expertise.
Okay.
He's a professor, I believe. And the whole AI LLM interaction with computer technology in these ways, this is his jam. So just throwing that out there for color, but I am totally with you. And it really bothers me that content that I've been creating for decades is being scraped and used to train these systems so someone else can profit. And I see nothing from that. And my consent was never requested. So that really bothers me. Now, what he was showing from an academic standpoint for me, it was fascinating to see someone that looks at this from the academic perspective and is looking at the problems of the way we interact with this content and this technology. And anyhow, it was a really fascinating presentation.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one that I really, really liked. And this one was from Rachel Schmitz. And you may or may not I'm trying to remember if you would have met her when you were there. Mike Schmitz, actually, do you know Mike?
I think so.
I think you do. Anyhow, Mike is super smart, and he does all kinds of stuff about productivity. And his wife, Rachel, is also super smart. And she comes to MacStock every year with Mike, but this is the first year she presented. And she did a presentation called The Case for the Lifelong Learner. And that's what it was called. And it was really great because she's talking about different ways people learn and the value in ongoing learning and different things you can do to reinforce the positive elements of continuing to pursue new information. And it was really great. She also had Lego references. So, you know, how could I not like it?
Of course. She probably included that just to get you.
Just for me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And that's how Rachel hooked me. Oh, yeah.
And maybe she did a ChatGPT thing, which was like how to get Jeff Gamet to like my presentation.
And it just dropped one word.
Lego. Yeah, Lego. Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Totally makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So it sounds like you had a really good time and it sounds like there were lots of great presentations.
I enjoyed every single presentation.
Do you recommend this show?
Which one is this?
MacStock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were making a joke about the context machine.
No, I know you don't recommend that.
yeah, I absolutely recommend MacStock. The emotional recharge that I started getting immediately after I was there, I was not expecting it. I mean, I knew I was going to be happy to see everyone and get to spend time with all of these people that had become our friends over the years. But I wasn't expecting that emotional rush to be so overpowering. And
that's great, man.
It was really great. And honestly, when I was looking around at the barbecue and then also at the conference, I'm looking around, I'm like, the person that's missing right now is Brian. And that's because you're part of all that. And I get it. Not all of us can be at every event all the time. But my point is you're part of that family for me. And so your absence was something that I noted because I had so much family there.
I appreciate that. And if I can eventually find a place that can handle my dog, I might even be able to go sometime.
Awesome. And if it doesn't work out, maybe we can have a Brian proxy thing happen there. We have different people try and be you. And then we could have like this whole this whole contest. Who's the best proxy,
man,
Brian?
I don't know, man. I don't know I'd wish that. Hey, you know what? How about I tell you about LinkedIn Jobs?
I think that's a really smart transition.
All right, so LinkedIn Jobs, man, it's the place to go when you're hiring someone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the train?
I thought that was the celebration whistle because you're telling us about LinkedIn Jobs.
Yeah, apparently. Well, the train's very happy about it. And LinkedIn Jobs is, you know, LinkedIn itself has like, you know, more than 800 million members. I mean, it's a ridiculous network of professionals. And you can do things like when you post LinkedIn Jobs, you can add a purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. They give you simple tools, you know, like screening questions. They do all these things that make it easy to focus on the candidates that have just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. And hiring the right person is more important than ever. And you can do that more easily with LinkedIn Jobs. And another thing, the thing that I like the most, the absolute most about LinkedIn Jobs and their hiring is the dashboard. Because the dashboard lets you have all of your pertinent information about your candidates, about the jobs, and it's all right at your fingertips. It makes it really easy to prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire, like I said. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. And LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/ACM. That's linkedin.com/ACM to post your job for free. And of course, and as always, terms and conditions apply.
Is it my turn? Because I really want to tell you about HelloFresh.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Because I'm seriously champing at the bit.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. So here's what I want to tell you about HelloFresh. There was this conversation that I was in, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think, where, we were talking about food and what came up in the discussion was they don't like cooking. And they don't like cooking because they feel it's intimidating trying to find recipes and then working through the recipes and having to go to the store and get all the stuff. And it was just too much.
HelloFresh is the perfect counter to that.
Exactly. And that's what came up because you don't have to be a kitchen pro to use this. You just go through the list of what's available, what they're offering when you're ready to order, pick the meals you want. And they send you all the ingredients, plus they send you these recipes that seriously, they're foolproof. You just follow along. There's photographs so you can make sure you're seeing what you expect as you're actually preparing everything. It's all pre-portioned, so you don't have to worry about doing special measurements to get everything right. And just follow along, put it together. And when it's done, you have an amazing meal that looks like some pro made it for you.
Even the vegetables are portioned.
Yes, it's great.
Yes.
So it's a really great way to learn a lot of different techniques and get a lot of recipes so that you can feel more comfortable in the kitchen without having to spend a lot of money or go to classes or just feel overwhelmed. It's just a super great way to do this. And I'm going to throw out another tip as long as I'm talking about HelloFresh. Okay, Brian, you know, for all those little friendly, intimate get-togethers that you throw at your place,
yeah,
and you're scrambling to come up with ideas for snacks for the event?
All the time.
Use HelloFresh. Seriously, go through all of their snacks and appetizers and sides options and order up all this stuff. And now you can make all these fresh appetizers and snacks and stuff for your event.
That is a really good idea, man.
I've got your back, Brian.
Yeah, thanks.
So everyone, go to HelloFresh.com/context50 and use the code context50 for 50% off plus free shipping. And for those of you that didn't write it down quick enough, here we go again. Go to HelloFresh.com/context50 and use the code context50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Hey, thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring us. Also, LinkedIn Jobs.
And yes, LinkedIn Jobs too. We want to thank them both for sponsoring us. And let's see here. I wanted to catch up on some TV. Can we do that?
I think that sounds great because I feel like I'm woefully behind on television.
You've had a lot going on.
Oh boy.
You have had a lot going on. So are you caught up on Jack Ryan?
I've seen some of the episodes, but I'm not caught up. And by some of the episodes, I mean the final season. I've seen some of the episodes of that.
Okay.
Yeah, season three.
But you haven't seen all of it?
I haven't seen all of it yet, no.
Okay. Are you enjoying it so far?
I am. It's one of those shows where it's absolutely ridiculous because so many of the premises are preposterous, but it's so much fun at the same time. I do enjoy Jack Ryan.
I like it a lot. I won't say anything else because you haven't seen it yet. Okay, speaking of Jacks, have you watched Hijack on Apple TV Plus?
No, I've heard the name. I don't know if it's a movie or a series.
It's a series.
But I've heard the name. Okay, tell me.
Eldris Elba? What's his name?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, thank you.
So you can stop talking. I'm sold right now, but continue anyhow.
He is a sort of corporate negotiator. And he's on a jet, and the jet gets hijacked. And then drama ensues. And
so it's just to make sure I'm getting this. The plane gets hijacked, and it's a TV series. So the entire series is taking place on the airplane during the whole hijack process.
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen with season two. I don't even know if there is going to be a season two. I don't know. It's possible. He's a movie star, right? It's possible this was a one and done. But I don't think it will be. And the interesting aspect of the show is that they keep unfolding different elements to the hijacking throughout the series. I think what we are on season six. Let me Apple TV hijack.
Wait, season six?
Episode six. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Episode six.
Episodes. Episode seven is next. And I'm sure, I don't know, but I'm sure it's going to be eight episodes. And, you know, we're still in the air. I don't know what's going to happen, but they keep unfolding more. It's like an onion. And there are more and more and more and more and more layers to what's going on.
Okay. I'm making notes.
Yeah.
I need to watch Hijack.
It's really good.
Okay. Are you sold? Anything else? I'm sold. I mean, Idris Elba, that's all I needed to hear. But now this whole idea amazing. Of being able to maintain or carry a multi-episode TV season that's all taking place during an airplane hijack. Just, it sounds fascinating to me because typically that would be
an episode,
a 43 minute episode of a series.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's great. I highly, highly recommend it. And let's see here. Also, did you watch, my boy, Raylan Givens, Justified City Primeval?
I have not seen that.
So, this is, I think we've mentioned it on the show, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, so it's a new show that uses Raylan Givens and no one else from the show Justified.
Okay.
Raylan Givens is Timothy Oliphant. He's the marshal. And this story was actually adapted from another Leonard Elmore book that did not have anything to do with Raylan Givens, but the people that, you know, behind the show wanted to be able to do it. And, so they converted it into a Raylan story.
Okay. Now I have seen his Justified sci-fi series.
What?
Which I did enjoy.
What are you talking about?
And you're totally lost right now. You have no idea where I'm going. Book of Boba Fett?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he was not the star of that.
No, but he was absolutely awesome. Yeah,
he plays a lot of cops, a lot of Western cops.
He does it very well.
Yeah, he does it really well. So Justified has him and his daughter. It's 15 years. It's not actually 15 years since the show ended, but it's 15 years since the show ended. And, fun fact, they cast his actual daughter in the role. And, I saw him on this Conan episode, and he was talking about how they found in Hollywood, when it's your show, when you're the star of the show, you're the executive producer of the show, they, people tend to treat you deferentially. And he said they managed to find the one person who won't do that.
And that was his daughter.
That was his daughter, yeah. And he leans over to Conan as if he's talking to his daughter, and he's like, "You know, honey, like people don't talk to me that way on the show." And anyway, funny stuff. So you don't get the show is also set in Detroit, not in Appalachia, not okay. in Kentucky. So, and Detroit definitely figures into a lot of the bad guys come from Detroit. You know, they come down to Appalachia from Detroit. So there were close ties to Detroit in the first place in the show. He's, you know, traveling and has to do some stuff with the local cops. But it is Raylan Givens at his best. He is still, he's fantastic. I love this man. I love this guy. He's so cool. And really, I think we're like four episodes in, and I'm really wanting to know what's going to happen.
Cool. All right. So I need to get caught up on Jack Ryan. I need to watch Hijack. Yeah. And so if I haven't watched any of the other Justified seasons, can I jump into City Primeval and still enjoy it, or will I be lost?
That's a great question. I don't think you're going to be lost. You're not going to have any of the background on him, but you don't really need it. You know, just Raylan is presented as badass.
Okay. So I'm thinking this is a good place for me to jump into Justified. And then if I want to, I can go back and watch the earlier stuff.
Yes. Yes. Actually, that's a really good point. So this is an 8-episode series, and then it's done. This is definitely a one-off.
That sounds like a perfect way for me to get into this.
Yeah, especially you
property. I'm laughing, but no, you're totally right.
I mean, the worst thing that could happen for you is that you find out about the aliens that come down in season 4, and they do the whole dance rave thing. And
I'm out,
and then you're out because you found out you got a spoiler.
Because I had a spoiler. Yeah. But luckily I won't find out about any of that. So it won't be a spoiler.
Right. 8 episodes. It is a great show. It's on Hulu. It's also on FX. So if you're a cable subscriber, you can watch it on FX. If you, subscribe to Hulu, you can watch it. And this is a rare show that John and I agree on. John Martellaro.
Okay. That's saying a lot right there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's saying everything you want, but it is saying a lot.
You know, I'm not going to elaborate on that because we got to keep the mystery in our relationship.
Yes. Yes, we do. All right. Yeah. Let's see here. I think this is the time when I go. And then I say, that's it for this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add or question, you can write me at Apple Context Machine. No, good. You can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com or, you know, Geek Tales on all the socials and Jay Gamut, right? Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And you know what? That's it for this week, man.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to say thank you, LinkedIn Jobs, and thank you, HelloFresh, for being our sponsors this week.
That's a very important thing. We do thank them. And everybody, please be safe and have a great night. Or day.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, man.